the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It is noisy, unintelligible, or morally corruptive.
Hello, welcome once again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray, bringing you another great selection of 60s underground rock music, garage punk, garage rock, proto-punk, freak beat, psychedelia, all the very cool stuff from the 1960s. That's what Retrospect is all about. Remember that you can get back episodes of the show a bunch of places across the web, particularly iTunes or the TuneIn app if you have that on your phone. Otherwise, TuneIn.com, Podbean, Pod Directory, also available on Stitcher Radio. This is episode 243 of Retrospect. We got it underway with a great track from here in New Zealand. In fact, right here in Hamilton, New Zealand. The band was called Tomorrow's Love, kind of a psychedelic mod pop band formed here in Hamilton in 1967, largely out of members from a band called Poor Souls, an R&B band from just up the road in Ngāruawahia. So 1967, Tomorrow's Love released the track we had, cover of course of Arthur Lee and Love's Seven and Seven Is. The song, however, banned here in New Zealand by the then New Zealand Broadcasting Commission for its drug-friendly lyrics, reappeared in 1992 on the fantastic New Zealand garage punk compilation Wild Things. So Tomorrow's Love, 7 and 7 Is, getting episode 243 underway. For more great 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, freak beat and psychedelia, check out Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio's 24-hour live stream from now till the 23rd of December. Visit radionomy.com and search for Retrospect, or go straight to bit.do/retrospectradio. Now, if you missed episode 242, I urge you to go and find it as a back episode. You can find that on our Facebook page as well. Episode 242, a tribute to the late Ray Columbus, who passed away last week. Legend of New Zealand music. I've picked another Ray Columbus track. In fact, we're pretty much talking New Zealand music for the first part of this show. But here is Mr. Ray Columbus again. This track's called Hold Me.
When you're near me, I feel so romantic. When you're far away, I'm always blue. If you want me to be groovy and romantic,
Yeah, g'day, this is Larry Morris of Larry's Rebels, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Free FM.
Here's Larry's Rebels for Coca-Cola.
Apartment still and lonely, far off traffic from the street below. I feel like I'm the only one who has no place to go. I don't know a single soul in this big town. I'm on the outside looking in and I'm feeling down. The girl in the flat across the hall smiled today in a friendly way.
Taste you never get tired of.
People seem so willing just to criticize. Every move we make looks wrong to older eyes. Old times were the best.
From an Auckland 60s garage band, The Zarks. I'm Larry Killip. I was in that band. In 1968, we did some homemade recordings, and here is one right now on Retrospect.
Bye.
Well, that is a set of completely New Zealand music out of the 60s. We got it underway with the late Ray Columbus with Hold Me. Then we had Larry's Rebels, in fact, Larry Morris in there as well. And a big hello to Larry. Larry's Rebels with an ad for Coca-Cola. Then we had a band called The Gremlins. Now, there's loads of bands called The Gremlins, of course, in the 1960s. This band had been known as The Embers, formed by Glyn Tucker. April 1965, they changed their name to The Gremlins, recorded their first single, But She's Gone. The B-side was Don't Ya, that was on Allied International. Their next single was called The Coming Generation. Bit of acoustic guitar, sounded a little bit like a protest song. That one hit number 2 on the New Zealand Hit Parade in September 1966. As a follow-up to that, similar theme, track called Understand Our Age, November 1966 release. That's the track we had from the Gremlins, Understand Our Age. And finally, in the set at Obscurity out of Auckland, the Zarks, Mr. Larry Killip, member of that band, 1960s cover band, played Auckland around 1965 to 1967, largely in Auckland nightclubs such as the Galaxy, the Platerac, also YMCA and YWCA dancers. So Ray Columbus, Larry's Rebels, the Gremlins and the Zarks, there's a fine taste of New Zealand music out of the 60s.
Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The accent is on you. Oh boy, this is the most.
Woo! Woo!
Well, we've had a relatively lightweight start to the show so far. Let's get into some pure garage punk. Video of this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. This is New York's The Groupies.
boom, ba 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 boom, ba boom. We're the crazy people, we're the crazy people.
She's gonna come? When's she coming?
New York band The Groupies kicked the set off with their classic bit of garage punk called Primitive. Actually appeared on that seminal box set Nuggets. So The Groupies formed in New York City, recorded for Atco Records, later went to Los Angeles. Signed to Atco Records, they recorded Primitive for Atco. The B-side was I'm a Hog for You. It's a January 1966 release, The Groupies with Primitive. Now then, an interesting one. We have had this on Retrospect, but not for a long, long time. The band is called The Crazy People, Parade at the Funny Farm. Now, not much known about this apart from the fact that apparently they were Canadian. Recorded their sole album, Bedlam, on the Burnaby, BC-based Condor label, described as an exploit label. The album's intensely weird even for the time. So the most plausible theory is that the band, the Crazy People, were in fact the brainchild of a guy called Johnny Kitchen, seen him described as a poor man's Kim Fowley. So he was involved in the debut album by Larry Wildman Fisher, later released on Frank Zappa's Bizarre label. But there's very little strong evidence about this. In fact, one theory is that the Crazy People is in fact Wildman Fisher himself, using the pseudonym Johnny Kitchen for outside projects. Anyway, it's an interesting relic from the time. Bedlam, the name of the album, The Crazy People, the name of the supposedly band, re-released on Gearfab Records in the year 2000 as a 180-gram vinyl reissue. Thirdly in the set, the Bram Rig Set started off as George's Boys. They had just one offering, 1966, and then they disappeared. So that was a 45, Take the Time to Be Yourself, the B-side, Them's I Can Only Give You Everything, so 1966 single. Now, a bunch of stuff was unreleased, subsequently released on a compilation, Don't Press Your Luck. So we had the Bram Rig Set with a rather gentler cover of The Who's Brilliant, I Can't Explain. So the groupies, the Crazy People, and the Bram Rig Set.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, it's time for our traditional global garage set once again, and a bunch of new material coming up. So stay tuned to Retrospect. We're getting it underway. Information about these guys up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Now, this track I found on the Java Volume 1 compilation. That's an Indonesian scream comp. Although the band actually were Dutch. In fact, they were a Dutch Indo-rock band. Started in the 1950s as the Bell Boys. They were, in fact, known as the Black Dynamites. In 1959, they won a contest in the Netherlands, which led to a recording contract with a label called Delahaye in their hometown of The Hague. Now, it was the label that demanded that they change their name, the Black Dynamites, into a Spanish name, Los Indonesios, or the Indonesians. They'd been touring throughout Europe. By 1961, they were in Spain, built up a following there, hence that name change. So Los Indonesios started touring all over Spain, particularly popular, I guess the height of their popularity, between 64 and 67. In 1970, they actually moved to Lesotho in South Africa, toured all over Africa, returned to Spain in 1974. So a truly multinational band, Los Indonesios, Dutch by origin. One album that I'm aware of, that was not until 1972, but a bunch of singles and EPs between 65 and 68. So Los Indonesios with Can't You Hear?
Shout about, nothing to lose. Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Les filles, les garçons et les filles ne pensent qu'à chahuter. C'est normal quand on se réunit, c'est pour s'amuser. On joue ensemble un jeu qui n'est pas compliqué, le jeu du téléphone. Il suffit d'appeler dans la nuit quelques amis. Allô, c'est moi, devine à qui je suis. Tu ne sais pas, mais voyons réfléchir. Et on invente des histoires, on raconte mille blagues, ça n'a pas d'importance. S'amuse en restant dans le vague et quand on questionne, on appelle ça le jeu du téléphone.
me reconnaît pas. Pourtant, voyons, tu connais bien mon nom. Et la bande des histoires, on raconte mille blagues, ça n'a pas d'importance. On s'amuse en restant dans le vague quand on questionne. On appelle ça le jeu du téléphone. Les filles, les garçons et les filles ne pensent qu'à chahuter. C'est normal, quand on se réunit, c'est pour s'amuser. La 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 la.
And that is our global garage set. Top of the set, Los Indonesios out of Holland with Can't You Hear. Then an obscurity from Sweden, 1967. The guy's name is Paul Vater, or Wather, W-A-T-H-E-R. We'll say Vater. Name of the track, Hej Joe, or H-E-J Joe, or pronounced Hey Joe, of course. Cover of that brilliant song. Video of that up on our Facebook page as well. So Paul Vater out of Sweden, 1967. And then one from a guy called Gerard Blondiot, born in Paris, 1944, French singer, popular in the 1960s, around at the time of the emergence of that French rock scene. Went by the name of Lucky Blondo, 1967 single, not really garage rock, kind of more of a freak beat or ya-ya track out of French, beat music anyway, Lucky Blondo with Le Jeu du Téléphone. And finally, they're bringing it back on topic, Spanish rock band Los Cirex. Formed 1959 in Barcelona, fantastic cover of Train Kept a Rollin', Los Cirex, El Tren de la Costa.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, here's another obscurity, these guys from New Jersey, recorded in 1967, just the 145 for a label called WGW out of Somerville, New Jersey. It's out of 1967, love this one, heavy use of Farfisa organ. The track scored Love's a Fire. You can read more about the band on our Facebook page. This is The Werps.
Thank you.
Well, there's a band out of New Haven, actually Yale University specifically. They recorded one 45 in 1966 and disbanded. They're called The Stains. They later got back together as Five Cards Stud. It was Richard Perry that produced The Stains 45, as well as their first single as Five Cards Stud. Perry later went on to produce debut albums by Tiny Tim and also the first LPs by Captain Beefheart. So The Stains, Now and Then, and top of the set, The Whoops, Loves a Fire. Can't wait till the weekend for your next installment of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Then we've got a treat for you. 24/7 live streaming of episodes 1 to 241 of Retrospect and a bunch of great hand-chosen garage rock tracks by me, Phil Gray, host of Retrospect. It's all happening from now through till 23rd of December, so log on to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio 24-hour live streaming. Visit radionomy.com and search for Retrospect, or go straight to bit.do/retrospectradio. It takes us to the end of Retrospect 243. Bunch of New Zealand material, top of the show. The Groupies, The Crazy People, Bramrig set, a bunch of new Global Garage in our Global Garage set. Loads more stuff coming up in upcoming episodes as well. I'm going to see you out with an instrumental. They're called the Rondells. Now, there were many bands called the Rondells, various spelling, even down here in the Antipodes. This Rondells were formed in Boston, Massachusetts. A quartet, all in their teens when they formed in 1959. 1961, they were signed to a larger label called AMI in New York City. They had just one hit called Backbeat No. 1. Peaked at number 66. That was August 1961. Now, they capitalized on the success of that by releasing the track I've picked to see out the show. It's a B-side. The A-side was Caledonia. The B-side, 110 pounds of drums, reusing the theme of their one hit, Backbeat No. 1. So, seeing out Retrospect episode 243, I'm Phil Gray. This is the Rondells with 110 pounds of drums. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.